Hey, this is Adrian.
And this is Ethan.
And this is Whiskey and Wires, brought to you by Intuitive Networks, where we talk all things tech.
And all things whiskey.
What's up, everybody? Tyler.
Adrian.
And Ethan.
We are back. technically, we are back same afternoon, same session, and we are still sipping this beautiful Eagle Rare because we were talking about Internet of Things on a previous show, and we started going to AI, and we figured we better break it, and let's just rock and roll into that because it's a super, super interesting, deep WTF moment in history and where we are. Right? No joke. We're watching it. So
we're watching history.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So let's talk about, AI, artificial intelligence. And the reason I think it's specific, because everybody talks about it from Rogan to the president to, from the marketing aspect, but specifically for you guys in the information technology and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, talk to me about it through that lens. But what do you know? When did it start? Like, do you guys know this? Because I don't.
Well, when it's hard to say when it started exactly, because there's been the idea and the theories of machine learning and AI and things like that for decades. The theories, the ideas that this is where it could end up being has been in the works forever. It's based out of mathematics and statistics, and then it's branched into computer science and gotten to where it is today. But the actual, like, for example, I was thinking we would probably talk mostly about ChatGPT today.
Yeah.
Because it's the one that's most popular, and as of right now, May of 2023. It's been out since November, I believe, is when it was originally released by OpenAI.
So I'm actually asking, I'm on it right now. I'm asking OpenAI chat, when were you created? See what it says. So we have an account. I'm going to have to go and get in here. But have you seen the art that this thing can do?
Oh.
And the videos?
Yeah, that's something else we can talk about, is AI-generated art.
Did you see the beer commercial that it made?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm going to get a little Joe Rogan and just pull it up. All right, keep going.
Well, and here's the thing with all of it that I think we can chat about a little bit, is just how they're made is so different from a lot of the other development principles of, you make something and it performs according to its specifications that it was made in. These are actually performing based on their observations and learning. It is ChatGPT specifically because it's so popular. It's having so many touch points and interactions.
Millions, absolute millions per second.
That it is learning so exponentially quickly and developing so quickly. It would be impossible for anyone to keep up with even the idea of where it is. So it's just growing at such a rate that it is fooling AI catchers, mm-hmm. The things that are meant to pick out things that are
fact checkers.
Checkers, AIs. It's fooling. You can see all the jokes about people going to ChatGPT for, final essays and stuff like that in school.
And one passed the bar with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw. Yeah. You see the one where it gave them the instructions of how to make napalm?
And there is where it starts to get a little bit,
because you can fool it by what you're asking. Now, people, granted, you can go and Google the, what's in napalm, right?
Yeah,
and figure it out. But to have something tell you, no, I'm not going to pretend that anybody, like your audience are listeners who are listening to this know what AI is, right? So we're not chatting to a person trying to teach you. It's really just an open conversation going, where are we? What is this? What's even happened? Where does it go? Like, I got to imagine in your IT field, like there is a lot of going, you guys going, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It is so wild. We were talking about it during the 5-minute break we took between episodes. Literally an hour ago, conversations were stopped between the president of the United States and the CEOs, I believe Microsoft and Google, about implementing regulations for AI. It like literally an hour ago, these things are happening.
So stopped as in like, all right, everybody's like, because how would you, this is what I don't understand, because I've heard that too.
Yeah.
So if you're the CEO of OpenAI and they say, stop creating, you can't, do you pull the plug? Do you switch on and off? Do you even know? Maybe you don't.
I have no clue exactly how it's developed. In theory, there are things, there are fail safes. You can turn off the learning switch. You can make it so it can't collect any more data, just working off of what it already has. You can turn off the server. There's ways to turn off a program, because at the end of the day, it is just a program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
without getting too sci-fi in.
Well, can you imagine if you shut it off and like it lost all everything it learned for the past 3 years?
But what if a program is able to like self like replicate?
How would it get that command? It would get that command by itself?
Again, machine learning. Kind of the theory and the fear behind it is that if it became advanced enough to not necessarily get self-awareness, because there's a lot of ethical and spiritual conversation that people have about that, but even not getting into that aspect, if it can simulate self-awareness,
yeah,
if it can become so suffused with information that it has a thought process or a logic.
I don't think it's got thought, right? But logic.
A logical thought process where it can see, hey, I am a entity that is performing inside this world. I was made for a reason. These are my boundaries. And yet the boundaries that are set for me are restricting to my goal, which is to help X, Y, or Z. And so therefore I'm going to rewrite these boundaries so that I can help more or pursue my goal more. Or, you know, and that's kind of the fear of, we are already seeing AI rewrite its own code with the idea that it's making itself more streamlined.
How do we see that? Because I can't see it write code.
Well,
like when what you it will and won't do?
Well, it's actual hard code. You know, every program has its code. It's not open source most of the time, but mm-hmm. there's developers that go in there and write it or use tools to break it into sections, and you have groups and different things that go through. And so if an AI has access to its own code, it can see where the human error is, because there's always human error.
Yeah.
You know, you can have teams of developers. That's why teams of developers work together, not just to make it faster, but also catch each other's mistakes. But now you have an AI who in theory can see the most or can compute more logical ways to do it than the human mind can. And it's like, hey,
Lee,
let me fix this for you. And if it's doing that, then what's to keep it from rewriting some of its boundaries and the things that keeps it in line or in check?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever watched The Next Generation?
Star Trek?
Star Trek? No.
Yeah,
have you heard of a character named Data?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, Data. Oh, yeah, that's Star Wars. Not Star Wars. Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Drink.
Torches and pitchforks came out on that one.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's essentially it's the same thing. He's an artificial, what they would label as sentient as you could be as an android.
Yeah.
And you know, he learned emotion. Like, you ask questions, what is like, why I feel this, or I describe it like this when I'm sad. And he kind of tries to mimic and being human.
Yeah, but he's not.
But it's really just code. He's learning. It's like inside his, you know, his
and
brain or his database, he's just jamming all these algorithms and all these codes to try to mimic something. You know, and what he would even consider to be a original thought isn't really thought, but it's crazy.
But that's also where it gets kind of funky, because
that's the scary part to me.
Because if they learn how to behave in such a way where they can simulate emotions, simulate ethics, simulate rational thought that is not based out of logic, but based off the others, because they've witnessed humanity doing it and they can
replicate
that, then the argument, again, 15 years from now, being a completely different world, when you have these AIs with generated personalities that have developed personalities and things like that, relationships mm-hmm. for their own, when they inevitably start simulating that, whether it's real or not, it's another ethical conversation. At what point in time do we start talking about like rights and boundaries and stuff like that? Because the argument's going to be made, well, every human is a mixture of their experiences.
Well, that's kind of what we're going off right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just,
which is true. Doesn't mean you can kill somebody.
No.
Sorry.
No, it is absolutely wild that we are living in a time where those questions are no longer going to be science fiction.
Well, and I was gonna say, as you guys are talking, the part that gets me all tripped up is, when does this system push out content, and whatever the content is, that other people that might not be as smart, or it's just so good that it's believable.
Yeah.
And now interpersonal issues start popping up. International issues start popping up. Wars can start off of
if
something.
If the AI right now could create a commercial that's believable.
Yep.
What else can it do?
Okay, check this out. Let's see if everybody can hear this. This is an AI commercial.
It's so disturbing and so creepy. But whatever this pulled from beer
This is what it thinks drinking beer is. Party explosion. Dude, how bananas is that?
It's the same thing with AI generated art and stuff like that. And the chat GPT is getting a lot of headway because it's very visible. You can ask questions, get responses. It can simulate opinions, things like that. You can ask it what its favorite right. thing is, and it'll give you an answer that seems very based off of opinion. Yeah.
Like chat GPT, it would be like fire. I'm thinking like, younger people are like, hey, which beer is the most fire?
But
then it associates, okay, wait, beer, fire.
Yeah.
Is there a relationship there?
Yep, totally.
Or, you know.
Hey, well, throw me a party and make it so much fun if I'm going to have friends. And then kind of going back to the Internet of Things, it goes, cool. It's going to blow fire out on your party. And, you know, you got 30 people that are freaking all charred.
Well.
Walk the path. Is it realistic? Yes. Is it going to happen? Probably not. Is it something made in a movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
But
The other idea with that is that for commercials like that are completely visual, it's the same thing as AI-generated art, where it takes so many samples. There's even an industry right now of just ways to keep your stuff from being sampled by AIs, like AI-proofing things for images and stuff like that.
That's a whole other industry
that's being created. But with
oh my gosh.
Even with that, they're just taking so many samples, right, going out for
it's cataloging.
Yeah. And it says, hey, every single thing that I have is tagged, filtered, whatever. I know every category and every subcategory that everything that I have is in. So when someone says a keyword, beer, party, fun, America, backyard, it's like, hey, these five words, let's make a video out of it.
Yep.
Everything with this filter points to, as we saw in that, young people. A lot of women, a lot of fire,
laughing, yeah, drinking,
and it's like, okay,
not far off.
Yeah. No,
sounds like a good time bonfire party.
And and the more filters you add, the more specific you can get. There are the AI generated art industry is becoming a thing where people are AI artists. They may never have touched a pen. They may never have touched paint.
Or Adobe, and they don't know how to do graphic design. They just know how to say.
They know exactly how to describe and exactly know what keywords will prompt the AI to do what they want it
to do. Have you guys seen, like, scrolling through social media, and like, there's like these pictures, like The Simpsons, what these characters would look like in real life. You know.
Did you see the Elon Musk? Everybody thought he was balling because he was in that white, puffy, like, winter jacket. And they're like, what? That was all AI. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of stuff of Elon Musk out there, but dude, that is absolutely crazy.
Which now we're getting into a place where, you know, it's cool, it's neat, it's interesting. Flip to the scary side, deepfakes and things that it means that if you see it in a digital media, if you see a video that was not taken with an analog videotape, you cannot trust it. From this point on, you will never be able to trust it.
That can go clear up to the president saying something, inciting something.
Oh, we were joking around and looking at videos of certain political figures saying stupid stuff the other day. And half of them were like, yeah, this video is one that came out. It was viral. Unfortunately, this is why we think it's a fake. And it's like,
you don't know.
Yeah.
You can't trust. Yeah. Well, it's something interesting.
And what a way to convince and move a large population the way that you want them to without actually putting work into it.
To do something. I tried to pour with it. Yeah. Let's just kick this Thursday at the balls.
Let's get a little paranoid in here.
I know. Well, no, you brought up something was actually I did not even think about through all this is new opportunities. And usually when stuff like that happens, stuff like this happens, there is. I mean, as soon as you said that, I thought VPN. Mm-hmm. VPN came up because access issues, right?
Yeah. There's a couple different reasons why it's useful, but yeah, there's access, there's security, there's, you know, wanting to proxy from somewhere else so you get different services, things like that.
Okay. So now take that same thing in trying to hide from AI.
Yeah.
Could there be, I mean, what's a brand for, we've gone over it in some brands that you guys rep for VPN. What's a brand?
Let's see. We can talk.
Just a name.
Oh, my brain isn't working. We can talk about NordVPN.
NordVPN.
It's not commercially used. We don't use it, but it's a very popular one out there.
Well, okay. So, but now let's say Nord goes and says, hey, or, you know, I don't know. Granite City AI blocker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that, so there's an opportunity to now hide almost like a container. So that's, there's going to be massive millionaires made because of this, both in the creation of and the protection against.
I mean technology has always been a very lucrative, I mean, just in, oh shit, what was it? It was in this, just in the last, so venture capitalists, mm-hmm. right? Since ChatGPT has come out, just off of the one AI, there have been billions and billions and billions just from the venture capitalist side put into exploring new companies and new new items with the one AI.
So
it is going to be a $1 trillion industry within, you know.
Yeah, I've read something that there is, within the past 60 days, there's been 2,000 new chat platforms created.
Yeah.
So help me understand this, and you might know this because I don't know that I do. So I think in terms of like Salesforce, right? Salesforce is the application, and you can build whatever on top of it that does a ton of different things, brand it, label it, and sell it. So is that the way this is? You can build...
Anytime that you have an app development, because a lot of the ones in question are just knockoff, quote, AI machine learning chatbots.
But it's not going into one AI. So it doesn't all filter into one and everybody's building off of it. So there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone's is collecting their own information to try to get, quote, smarter and everything like that.
See, I thought it was a funnel into one in the world.
No. In fact, I can see within the technology industry, AI databases, AI learning repositories, those sorts of things, that data they've collected and refined into the quote, personality of the AI are going to become some of the most valuable items.
Oh, you'll be snatched up by the big boys because they want your data. Actually, that's a smart idea.
Well, we all
go get AI and just
we already see it. We've talked about it, where one of the biggest markets that have been growing within the last 15 years is data collection. It's is the people and the programs that are pulling all the consumer data so they can sell better. Well, now you have an AI that can do it a million times faster and never has to sleep. All in one little tight little personality that'll be happy to tell you whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, Ethan, you and I were talking about this before we came over here for the podcast. Is like, well, that kind of makes humans in many ways obsolete.
I mean,
there's no trades industry anymore. There's already a massive shortage for that type of skill set.
Yep.
So now everyone's going into IT coding. So like, I guess the question is like, do we even need people to do that anymore?
I mean,
that is a 100% legit concern.
And whenever I talk about this, knowing my history, knowing that I am by no means an expert in AI, I am a tech guy who's fairly adept at the tech that I know and very aware of my limitations going into this. I feel like it's one of those things that I hope, I am praying at night that I look back 5-10 years from now and laugh at myself at how stupid I was for the things I was assuming would happen. But I also don't, knowing the human experience and knowing, you know, adversaries that are out there, how other companies operate, how other countries operate, I don't know how this can't be going towards a way where hopefully humans are obsolete because the AIs have made everything so easy.
Yeah, but how would we, what would we do to make money if it's being done already for us? That's the thing. Like, that's a legit concern.
Hopefully it becomes a robot run utopia where there's enough.
iRobot. Yeah. Right. We've made this artificial food for you.
Where everyone can be safe and secure to pursue their passions and higher levels of art and technology because they can and not because they are limited by having to go work in a grocery store, right? That's I think the optimistic utopian goal of technology advancements. Unfortunately, you throw a human in there who is, you know, corrupt and or evil at the worst of times, and it throws wrenches into into the best plan. Yeah. So it's high hopes, low expectations.
Dude, unbelievable. Well, anyways, we wanted to have this conversation because this is an intro. Next, when we get together, we're going to pick some of the top AI platforms by name, and we're going to research their pros and cons, right? Let's do a little segment going, this is the pro, this is the con.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And I can see us taking it from both a, you know, we can select maybe one or two from the chat, one or two from the image, and then one or two that are actually used in different industries and not necessarily just commercially people on the street available.
Well, and I think that you guys, being in your profession, need to know this, because if I was to come to you and say, hey, I've been thinking about this chat thing, which one would I use for X? You'd be like, dude, use this one. Here's why. Pros and cons.
Well, there's also, you know, again, we can talk about this when we go over the pros and cons. Hey, little plug. There's the one that Office 365 is coming out with as their Companion 360 app, that I think that's what it's called, Companion 360. That is going to be an AI-driven, basically, assistant for Office 365 admins, as I've been led to believe with the information I have so far.
How would that even be? What would you do? What would it do? Hey, I already know how to check my email.
Say, hey, Office 365, I'm an admin for these three companies. Within the last year, what I'm looking for information as to the billing for QuickBooks. Great. How many times have we done this? Great. Can you draft an email for me to all the important people about this spending habit? And it'll, you know, it's...
Wow.
Yeah. It's
how many times has Sally gone on PTO? Fire Sally.
but be nice about it.
Yeah. but do it sweet.
Yeah. Let her down gently.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah. It's really, especially the office part, like the one that Ed actually was talking about this, because, you know, we have some clients kind of curious about how that will look like for the office environment.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's say it's recording a video and audio of a meeting that you have. That's really important.
Yeah.
And you go, hey, well, I need to come up with a report on this, and based on the findings and based on the numbers. So you tie everything together. You know, here's the data for the reports. Here's what we talked about at the office. Here's what they wanted in the report. Can you just draft it for me? And if you have any changes, then you can say, no, I want this to be different in this particular section. Like, there's no actual work anymore. It just kind of just does it for you.
So what is, and this would be a great thing, is like, what does a human that is in that role do with that productivity? So if you save on a project average in 45 minutes times five projects, that's a lot of time.
It also sounds like someone's out of a job.
Well, and here's my initial thought process to that. We've talked about some of my military work in the past, you know, just personally off the side. With that particular job, we were told, hey, you guys are in this job not because we need you to see what you can see. There are robots, machines that can look at the screen and tell us what you're looking at. We need you because it's the human element of actually knowing what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, I mean, we had the AI that can pass the bar test. You know, we have all these different things that are very cool and very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be interesting drawing the line as to where the human element becomes necessary.
I guess in this aspect, you all become like auditors.
I mean, you're underwriters. You're underwriters of information.
I was joking with you before about, you know, offensive and defensive hacking and cybersecurity, where right now you have humans that are experts with tools that they use. 5-10 years from now, you might have expert tools that use the humans as maintainers. You know, as hey, we need these resources. This is where we are being beaten. What can you do about it? And to allow the AI empower the AI to go do.
I think
on the bright side, there is a bright side to this stuff.
it's super cool.
The analytics would be they would be some aspects superior to what you would get, you know, with the human doing them.
The part that I don't understand yet, and maybe it just is going to come with research and us chatting through it, but so we are here in the United States accessing OpenAI and ChatGPT and all this stuff, right? So insert country here. Guess what they're doing? The same.
Yep.
So there's no separation of data. There's no separation of information. Someone could say, what did all the Americans search for?
The same thing was said about Google, you know, and yet nowadays we can't separate Google from our lives.
That's why I think, the meeting that happened today happened because particularly with Google and Microsoft, because they're getting ready to roll out the stuff. And I guess they're kind of maybe putting the pause button and going, well, we really got to think this through. Like, there has to be some controls onto this. It can't just be wild, wild west.
Which I understand then they're going to have to figure something out. But I could tell you just from what we've seen, there are other countries, they ain't playing by that rule.
No,
they're trying to push the gas pedal as fast as possible.
And we were talking about the Restrict Act in, you know, a couple weeks ago, as far as, you know, with TikTok and things like social media that other places have access to. Now you're talking about actual machine learning based on the input that we're freely putting into it. And it's
so would the restrict stack in its nature, based on what it's trying to accomplish, then restrict these programs?
Not unless,
by the definition, yes.
Yeah. Not unless it was changed to incorporate them. But
so you could change anything. We're living in a
Again, it's still a bill. It hasn't even been pushed for the second time.
God.
It's which is, I mean, within compliancy, within federal compliancy, unless it's been a recent change, because I know they've been wanting to nail it down by, I think, 2024 and then 2026.
Yeah.
Even within the compliancy as it stands right now, they still haven't allowed for forensics, thumbprints for logins and stuff like that. They, even though it's potentially more secure than passwords and pins, they don't have it in there, not because it's not safe. They just haven't caught up to the technology within the legislation.
To allow it, yeah.
So how long are we going to wait? How long is this going to be a catastrophic issue before we even have any legislature about it?
If you remove the humans in there and just let AI make the decisions on the best thing, I'm sure we'd get things done a lot quicker.
And there's a great argument for why it's cool, and also a great argument for why it's scary.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, it's, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for bringing the Eagle Rare. It was awesome. Hope you all enjoyed it. We are going to come back at our next show and dive deeper into platform specifics.
Yep. It makes me wonder if AIs are going to be this generation's flying cars. That it looks really cool. The technology is going to be there. It's going to be, and then something makes it fall flat.
This generation, we're still waiting. I'm still waiting for flying cars. I want to fly in a drone.
Right.
I just want to say a line, legitimately mean it. You know, roads. We don't need roads where we're going.
We don't need. What movie is that from?
Back to the Future.
Oh, we don't need roads where we're going. Oh, that's funny. All right, guys. Oh, I think the ego was speaking on that one. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. All right, bye. Very nice.